This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Jason.
Yo.
What's up, man? How can we help you?
Yeah, like, I feel this is about 10 years in the making, this phone call here. I ran into, I guess you call it, like, the one that got away, even though, you know, we never dated. I ran into my high school crush.
So it was the one that got away because you had a crush on her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, her name's Hannah. Uh-huh. And like I said, we ran into each other, and we made a plan to go out. So we did. I had a fun time. I went to a bar, had a couple drinks. World Cup was on. People are going crazy. We're having a great time. And now, I feel like she hasn't straight up said, yo, don't call me, or yo, stop talking to me. I feel like I'm kind of getting the runaround almost. Like, she's acting too busy.
Yeah, so she was the one that got away the first time because you didn't, like, get the courage to talk to her. And this time, she might be the one that got away because you talked to her and she just doesn't like you.
Man, that's pretty much the way it breaks down. But like I said, man, it's just been, it's when you got that in your head, like, oh, this is the way it's going to be. It's how it's going to work out. And it don't. And then later down the road, life presents you with an opportunity. I just tried to, you know, seize that moment. But
it's supposed to be like a movie. It's supposed to be like, you know, 10 years later, you run into each other, you woo her, and you live happily ever after. But instead, you're calling a radio station to see if they can pay for a date.
And the movie's a takes a little bit of time, so maybe, you know, just needs a little push.
Right. Well, if this does happen and you do write a screenplay out of it, we need to be in the movie now because we facilitated this whole thing. I'm just telling you this up front.
It would have been made possible without y'all. That's why I'm calling you up.
Perfect, man. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Walgreens. This summer, Walgreens has you covered with trusted essentials you need at a great value. Stop by today for summer care, no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. All right, we just spoke to Jason. This could be a love story in the making, Pebbles. It's like a movie right now. So what happened was, 10 years ago, he was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Had a huge crush on this girl. What was her name? Hannah?
Yep, that's her name.
Hannah. Okay. Hannah was just the girl for him. But Jason never summed up the courage to talk to Hannah. Graduation happened.
Mm-hmm.
They moved on with their lives.
Right.
Hannah became wildly successful and beautiful. Jason's life went to crap.
I love this movie.
Yeah, heroin addiction, moving back in with his parents.
God.
I mean, just destroyed, awful relationship after just awful relationship because he couldn't get Hannah off his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, 10 years later, they went on a date. They had an amazing time. And this is where the movie's supposed to end, like, with the credits rolling, with them, like, eating and planning a
living
life together.
Living happily ever after?
Yeah, but what actually happened was Jason's been hitting her up, and she hasn't given him the complete fadeaway, but she's starting to give him the fadeaway. So we're trying to stop this from happening. Jason, are you ready for us to call Hannah?
Yeah, fingers across.
All right, shut the hell up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yeah, who is?
Oh, Hannah, I'm so glad you picked up the phone. Please do not hang up, all right? It's the Get Up crew calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles,
Hi.
Oh, hey. Now.
Okay. So, listen, we're calling you about a date that you went on, girl.
Wait, what?
We're calling you about a date that you went on.
A date? I haven't been on a date in, like, 3 months.
You've been on a date in 3 months.
No. I mean, if you're talking about Rachel, we just f***ed and it was over. I mean, we were hooking up.
Hold on. Rewind. Slow down.
Is Rachel a dude?
What? No.
No. Hey, is this... I don't know. We might not have the right Hannah. Do you remember Jason?
Yeah, I remember Jason, but like what about Jason?
You guys went out on a date.
What? No, man. We like hung out and like smoked a blunt, ate some chicken wings.
What?
Hold on a second. This is so...
Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to take my job off the floor. Okay. Rachel.
Hannah, Jason's on the phone.
Said he went out on a date with you.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Don't you think it would have been a good time to tell me that you liked chicks before we went out?
I thought we were just hanging out. I showed up, like, in a hoodie, like, chilling. And we, like, went into your car, smoked a blunt, and ate some chicken wings and watched some, like, sports and shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's why I thought we were chill and cool and on a date, because it wasn't anything super fancy like going out to dinner. It was really low key, and I wasn't trying to be, you know, a jackass and try and put the Mac on you straight away. I just kind of lost.
Oh,
I mean, if you
so
like chicks,
sorry.
You could have been looking at chicks at the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I just want to be clear here. Hannah, you're a lesbian.
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, you could like both.
Yeah. So you just like girls.
Yeah.
So there was so when you went out with Jason, there was like zero in your head, 0% of that being an actual date.
How did you not see that I was not on a date, man? I was like burping and like farting and like chilling and like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I just thought you were like chill and cool, like a girl that I want to hang out with. I mean, that's why I've been across that for so long.
Because I farted? I literally farted on the date.
Oh, jeez.
Well, how about, do you guys just want to hang out again and we'll pay for it?
Sounds like they had a good time hanging out.
Izali had a good time hanging out.
I mean, I'm down to chill, but you're not going to f*** me, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't even tell a lesbian from a straight girl, so I probably have better luck just f***ing off from now.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, here's an easy way to impress somebody. When you meet their grandmother, just say nice things. Nice things. Even if she's a bitch, say nice things. If her cooking sucks, say nice. If she smells, say nice things about the grandma, or else you're going to end up on second date update on the 10th tomorrow morning, 8:10. Get up, groovy. Here's